Sony.
Hello, Canada. Today's date is January 9th, 2024. Welcome to a special edition of Canadian Common Sense. It is Tony in Saskatchewan.
And Lewis out here in BC.
Good God, my friend, we are in a snowstorm.
Yes, we got a dump of snow as well. So
nice.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be very cold by Friday, minus 17. So finally, winter has arrived. Yeah, winter has finally arrived.
I mean, it is good. I'm not really enjoying the storm right now because it's windy as you know what, and it is snowing, and it's just, yeah, it's getting colder. We're actually about the same as you temperature wise right now, that minus 17, but damn, that wind.
Yeah.
So why are we assembling tonight, Lewis? We got a special little bit of kind of breaking news.
Yeah, it's not really breaking news. It's just kind of a follow-up on what we were talking about on our show on Sunday about leading causes of death in Canada. We got a message from a listener, Connie, and I'm just going to play it for you here right now.
Hey guys, love your podcast. When you were talking about deaths in Canada and reasons for death, you didn't cite the information, you didn't give references to the information, which is kind of concerning. I mean, it all makes sense to me, but can you please do that? Can you let us know in your next podcast where this information came from? Thanks.
So, yes, we are going to tell you where the information came from. One of the reasons that we're actually doing this today and not waiting until Sunday is because when I was about to, when I decided to figure, you know, look up the information and where we got it from, because I couldn't really remember, I looked up what I found and I couldn't find the information that Tony had disclosed on the show about unknown causes. It was not on the list that I was looking at myself, which is why on the show, when Tony brought up unknown causes, it was news to me. Now, Tony got his information from a different list.
Yeah, and that was a list I had actually found from, well, what has been quite a reliable source. And so then, thankfully, I was busier than Hades yesterday. So Lewis reached out to my source directly, and he had pointed out, well, first of all, he had said, thank you for noting the error. And he had said that what actually was number four on the list that Lewis found was indeed, as a quote, slightly more than unknown causes. So he didn't actually say where he'd got the information from, but he did indeed make a boo-boo that unknown causes was not indeed number four.
No, he says it's number five, and that number four is accidents and unintentional fatalities, which is what number four was on the list I was looking at. The number four on the list that Tony was looking at from Western Standard was unknown causes. Accidents and unintentional fatalities were nowhere to be found on the list that Tony had. So I panicked a little bit because I thought, did we just give out bad information? So as Tony just said, I did reach out to the author of the article, and all he responded with was that, you know, he had accidentally omitted accidents and unintentional fatalities from his list. I have answered or responded back to him asking, where did the unknown causes come from? I haven't seen it mentioned anywhere else. And I'm just wondering if it actually came from StatsCan itself. I have not received a reply on this question yet, but I hope we will have an answer for Sunday's episode. So I guess the reason we're doing this right now is because we just don't want people, I guess, quoting us on this until we have an answer here on where this information, where the unknown causes actually came from. Because like Tony said, Western Standard is usually a very reliable source of information. This is the only location that we have seen unknown causes listed.
Yeah, that's a good way to summarize it. And they typically are. So yeah, so we tend not to cite a lot of our sources unless it is something like, say, National Post, Globe and Mail, et cetera, et cetera. We don't like to name individual authors unless it's, you know, open source, public domain sort of stuff. So that's why we often don't cite directly where we find our stuff from. But yeah, in this case, because it's kind of an anomaly here, we're hoping to hear back soon, and then we'll update you again on housekeeping in our next episode, what we actually find out.
Yeah. So thank you, Connie, for asking the question, because it actually was what brought this all to our attention in the first place. So thank you. And this is why we like feedback from our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic. And we really appreciate the voice messages. We do get quite a few messages through our Facebook page. And our email address is, depending on which podcast provider you're using, our email address is often right below our logo. So, yeah, feel free to reach out. And thank you very much, Connie. We don't mind being called out. So, in fact, we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So until Sunday, we're going to all suffer in the snow and cold. And
yeah, absolutely. So, thanks again, Connie. Much appreciated. And until Sunday, it is Tony in Saskatchewan.
And Lewis out here in BC.
Good night, Canada.
Good night. This is Canadian Common Sense with Lewis and Tony.